Being away for 3 Sundays, I left John with all of those lists of where the lines were in Joshua and how much, who got what and how much and all that. And so now I have the joy of reading this morning just 3 verses to kind of sum this all up for us as we continue our reading in Joshua. The tribes have been assigned their allotment, and yet there were those little editorial notes that they failed to drive out the Canaanites that still remained. The Canaanites' back had been broken as far as their power, but not their presence. And so the tribes, in disobedience to God's command, allowed some to continue with them, and well, that brought all sorts of problems later on. They failed to do what God commanded. But the final inheritance to be distributed was to Joshua. Here he was, the leader of God's people, the one who had brought them across the Jordan and led in the conquering of the land, and he receives his inheritance last. Not first, like we might expect with some ancient ruler, but at the end. And on the authority of God, the people gave Joshua the town that he requested, just one town. Timnath-Serah, located in the hill country of Ephraim. You'll remember that Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim, so he lives among his own tribe in one town. And it's simply recorded that he rebuilt the town and lived in it, and as we'll see at the end of Joshua, finally was buried there. Joshua's inheritance is, as one writer describes it, the closing parenthesis of these chapters, 14 through 19. It begins, you remember, with Caleb receiving his inheritance. He requests the places where the giants live. And now at the end, we find Joshua, the two men who had spied out the land and had come back with a positive report, who hadn't been threatened by high walls and big guys with swords, but instead trusted God's promise to give to his people the land there in Canaan. We are moved to recall the faithfulness of these two elderly men, who are the only two of their generation to come into the land. The rest had died in the wilderness because of their unbelief. They had been willing to trust God's promise. So God had promised that they'd be the only ones of their generation to see that promise. These verses are really music, another writer suggests. They are, in fact, the familiar strains of "Great is thy faithfulness." They're a witness to the truth that the majority may be neither faithful nor right. They're a witness to the fact that God always keeps his promise. Here are these verses then, these brief 3 verses. Joshua chapter 19, verses 49 through 51. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the people of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. By command of the Lord, they gave him the city that he had asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he rebuilt the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances that Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel, distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord, at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. It is a period on what had been hoped for and promised for over 400 years. Abraham, all the land that you see before you will be yours. And now God has given it. We ought to rejoice that, as we will see in the rest of the service, that God, although he sometimes delays, grants us the things he has promised. And to that, and for that, we should give thanks.